I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. On the way, Lori Risch from the Beringer Crawford Museum tells you about next weekend's Fresh Art event in DeVue Park. That's in about 20 minutes. Later, you'll learn about the 4th Annual Music and Medicine Symposium taking place Tuesday and Wednesday at Wright State University. Event organizer Dr. Glenn Solomon will be here to tell you about this year's theme, Professionalism in Music and Medicine. It's been a year now since James Craig became the first Cincinnati police chief hired from outside the ranks. He's made some changes during the year, everything from uniforms to downsizing at the top. The crime rate is down 7% this year, and the department has its first recruit class in several years. Marianne Zalesnik had a chance to sit down for a chat with Police Chief Craig about his first year.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Oh, great to be here. It's been a while.
It has. Well, it's been a year now since you've been in this position. I think I'd like to hear how you would assess that first year. How do you think it's gone?
You know, I feel real good about the year. And you know, in my humble opinion, when I look at, you know, the effectiveness of my tenure, I look at first, you know, the impact to the men and women who do this tough work every day. And certainly there's been an increase in morale. Police officers are engaged. I get reports constantly from the community saying how they've seen the change, that the police officers seem to be happier and doing their work. And so those are all pluses for me. And then I look at the community. I've gotten support from all sides of the city. Certainly we have pockets that we still need to do the work that absolutely continues. As you mentioned, very happy about our reduction in crime. In fact, year to date, we're looking at a overall reduction of 10%.
Since last year?
Compared to last year, 10% reduction in what we call Part 1 crime, which includes both property and violent crime. And these stats are good through September 1st. Our homicide rate, we're sitting at a 25% reduction. We lost a little bit over the last couple of weeks. We had a bit of a spike in activity. On the positive side of that, in except one case, we've arrested all the suspects. So what that translates into is last year this time we had 44 homicides, and this year we have 33 year to date. As I've oftentimes said, one homicide is just one too many. One shooting's one too many. Our violent crime picture, year to date, we're down overall in violent crime 6%. So we had set a goal early on at the beginning of the year of a 5% reduction in overall crime, and right now we're sitting on 10. So that's good news. But that doesn't mean that our work is, you know, we can sit back and relax, because it's continuing. And we're working well with the community, because we know that's important. That's the real key. Our partnerships with the community absolutely do count.
What would you attribute to the reason for the decrease in crime? Is it one thing? Is it a lot of things? Why do you think there's been a decrease?
Well, it's several things. You know, when I first got here, I brought with me a COMSTAT. It's the acronym for computer statistics. It's a management accountability tool. What you do is you go in and evaluate, analyze crime trends, crime patterns. And the city of Los Angeles, New York City, Boston, just to name a few of places where CompStat originated. And right after CompStat was launched, there were deep reductions. You know, I happened to be in Los Angeles when the former chief, Bill Bratton, brought in CompStat. And in the district that I worked, or the area, we were realizing double-digit reductions. This gives you a focused approach to fighting crime. However, there were aspects of CompStat I didn't fully agree with. Certainly holding managers accountable and analyzing the data is key. So the Cincinnati Police Department has developed its own statistical process, or process for addressing crime, that has a very key problem-solving component. We still use data. Data is absolutely key. And we call the process STARS. It's the first. It's still in the developmental phase right now. Last Friday was our first week to launch it. So I'm excited about it. It's just going to take us next year, because, you know, we can look at stats, and I can sit here and tell you how happy I am that, you know, homicide rate is down. We have fewer violent crime. But at the end of the day, when we go out and talk to residents in our neighborhoods, and if they're telling me that they don't feel safer, then our job certainly is not over. It will never be over. So I like to approach it in a two-tiered way. You know, the stats in one sense, and then also just making sure the perception of crime, people feel safer. And I know there's been some neighborhoods in Cincinnati that have kind of crept up recently, one being Mount Washington, where several folks are reporting the sale of narcotics. So that's some work we have to do there.
So. What do you think that, since you've been here in the year, when you came and you sort of assessed the department as you began, what have been the biggest challenges you faced in the year?
Well, I think like any outsider coming into an organization that's has its own culture, you know, when you're an outsider, you come in with a different set of lenses. And so typically there's lots of resistance to change. That really wasn't the case here. Good for me was that the rank and file, the union, they were ready for change. So because they were ready for change, and I'm coming in bringing change, it worked. And so it's been a great relationship. Certainly, Cincinnati is a very different place.
What's that mean? What's a different
place? I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you know, this adage that Cincinnati's 10 or so years behind the rest of, I don't know, rest of America. I don't know if that's absolutely true. But in terms of cities I've worked in policing, it definitely is that. And this is not a criticism of the police department because they do great work. As I've oftentimes said, the police officers here are some of the best that I've had an opportunity to work with. In terms of challenges in the community, I've gotten a lot of support. I know the city has changed in some of the neighborhoods. I know the west side of town has changed dramatically. And we're sensitive to the kind of work we're doing there. In fact, just last week, we served, we made 20 arrests in response to, I think, eight locations that we served search warrants on narcotic dealers, specifically in the Westwood area. And so that was huge for that community. But again, the work continues in that community as well.
I want to go back to something that you said in terms of Cincinnati being 10 years behind. That could be taken in a lot of ways. But are you talking about like crime trends that are going around the country aren't going to be here for 10 years? Or what kinds of things are you talking about?
Well, I mean, in terms of, like, for example, this whole gang thing. I talk about the gangs. I don't even like to pay homage to the gangs here in Cincinnati because they're so loosely organized, not very well structured.
You saw in L.A.?
Not even close to it. And not like you see in other major cities in the country. That's good news for us. It's good news because we have an opportunity to stay ahead of it. And we do great work. I mean, when you look at the dramatic reduction in violence in over the Rhine in Avondale, just to name two areas of the city, where gangs were trying to really ramp up their work, we effectively, with our federal partners, dismantled that effort. That doesn't mean that we still have challenges. It just means that, you know, that's something we have to, you know, keep an eye toward. We can't get relaxed like what I saw in L.A. Not that we necessarily got relaxed with it, but early on when the whole gang epidemic started, there was a belief that these were just mischievous young kids and it wasn't a crisis. It was a crisis, and now it's just embedded in the fabric of that community.
So you can sort of keep an eye on other cities then to see what might be heading to Cincinnati and sort of nip it in the bud? Is that
exactly
what you're thinking?
Exactly.
Budgeting has been a bit of a challenge. You've had cuts to your budget since you've been here. How do you handle that, and how do you feel the department is funded? Do you have enough money to do the job?
Well, you know, it's always a challenge. Some will say, you know, that we need to right-size the police department. And I ask the question often, what does right-size mean? Some believe that right-sizing just simply means comparing Cincinnati to, say, Cincinnati is a city of 300,000 residents. So we take a city, say, in California with like-sized residents that have fewer police officers. Well, if you're talking about a city like Irvine, California, and I'm not sure what their population is. It's probably not far off. But Irvine is one of the safest places in America. That's one issue. Second, you know, you got to look at crimes per 1,000 residents. Cincinnati is becoming a safe city, but it still has its challenges. And officers count, cops count, as I oftentimes say. We have development going on in the banks. We have a casino opening up. We have two major sports teams here in Cincinnati. Those things have to be policed.
We hope to have you back again. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.